Leaders from across the Muslim world gathered for the two-day summit in Cairo, with the conflicts in Syria and Mali taking center stage. Egypt has taken over the rotating chairmanship of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and Islamist President Mohamed Morsi laid out the group's challenges, including what he called Islamophobia and extremism, even as he's under attack by opponents at home. Summit participants called for a negotiated solution to the conflict in Syria. The OIC suspended Syria's government last year. Iran's foreign minister, Ali Akbar Salahi, downplayed Tehran's position as one of the Assad government's few backers.
I'm optimistic that a solution to the crisis can be found, a Syrian solution, a peaceful solution due to the initiative of His Excellency President Morsi.
France's military operation against Islamist militants in Mali was a source of division too. The effort was praised by Senegal, but Mr. Morsi has condemned it. Amid protests in Tunis after the murder of an opposition leader there, Tunisia's president canceled plans to attend the conference, a reminder of the instability across the region. The conference is giving Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad a chance to build ties between his Shiite-led nation and Sunni-majority Egypt. He's the first leader of the Islamic Republic to visit Egypt. The countries broke relations in 1980 over Iran's revolution and Egypt's recognition of Israel. But while Mr. Ahmadinejad stressed the importance of an Egyptian-Iranian alliance, sectarian differences were on display during his visit to Al-Azhar, a seat of Sunni learning. Clerics accused Iran of interference by spreading Shiite belief. Political analyst Saeed Sadek says Iran feels on the defensive.
I think one of the things that they understand that the West wants is that the Arab Spring turns into a sea of Sunni regimes against Iran. So they want to get from Egypt any symbolic blessing or cooling down of attacks against Shia. But this is very difficult.
Underscoring the tensions, on the first day of Mr. Ahmadinejad's trip, a protester tried to hit him with a shoe. Elizabeth Arad, VOA News, Cairo.